Vejain Zain Sivkim Shochach, Ner Al Tavla. He left a candle or a lamp on a tray. Menaz Al Tavla for Neufel, Afilo Imu Doilin. Actually, you're allowed to shake off the tray, because we're talking about a case where he needs a tray. So the only way you can use a tray is by getting the candle, the lamp off it. So he says, even though there's a chance that the fire will go up and you shake it off, but since it's not a psikration, it may not go off when you shake it off. Therefore, it's permitted, since your intent is not to put out the fire, it's just to get it off the tray. Yeshua brings the Meiri and Ma'aril and others that say that you have to be careful how you shake it off, because if you just throw it off, it's definitely going to go out. You have to do it very slowly in a way that there is a chance it won't go out. It's better to ask a guy to shake it off than do it yourself, because of his concern that it may be a secretion. He says this heter, shaking off the candle, is only when it's a candle made out of wax, then there's a chance it won't go out. If it's a lamp of oil, then there's no way of getting it off without having the oil go further away and closer to the wick. If he puts the candle or the lamp on his tray intentionally, then there's no eitzah. Because if you put something intentionally on top of something else, if the top thing is muksa, the bottom thing becomes muksa also. It becomes a basis, a support for the muksa. And the mele, since the basis is dover osir, they're both muksa, nothing to do. It says the Rambam, you're allowed to touch the tray, because just touching the tray is not a problem. Muksa is to move. You could also touch a menorah that's in the shul, to light up the shul, as long as it does not move it. It's talking about something that's set in its place, something's dangling from the ceiling. You're not allowed to even touch it, because it's going to cause it to move.